Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm excited to talk to you today. I just need you to remember that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay? All right, let's get started. Let's write our name at the top of our paper. Please write neatly. We need to be able to read your name. I'm writing neatly. My name is Mrs. Oldham. And once you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. We won't need it for a little while. We're going to start by coloring. So today what we are going to work on is something called a digraph. Digraph. Can you say digraph? Digraph. And it's when two letters get together, certain letters get together, and they make a new sound. We're going to work on the letter CH. When C and H come together, they make a new sound. So let's look at our picture, and I'm going to point out one of the objects, and then we'll see if it has what I'm talking about. So let's look at our picture. I see a bench. Bench. I want us to color that bench brown. Let's find our brown crayon and color that bench brown. Now, when I say bench, there's an ending sound of ch. Bench. Bench. The CH is at the end of the word bench. And when we say CH together, we get that ch sound. Bench. Ch. Ch. So we're going to work on the ending digraph sound, CH, which says ch. That's what we're going to work on today. We're going to call it a digraph. We're actually going to call it an ending digraph, and the digraph for today, the ending digraph for today is CH, and it says CH, and it says CH. That's what we're going to work on. So, when we say bench, we hear that CH sound at the end. So you have to be really careful and think about if you didn't say the CH sound, and you said the C sound and the H sound the way we're normally used to saying them, then this thing that we're coloring would no longer be called a bench. It would be called a bench. It doesn't even make sense. We would call it a bench. I mean, you can't even say it like that. So we don't want to sit down on this bench. We want to sit down on a bench. And that's why when the C and the H get together, they make that CH sound that says CH. That's what we're used to hearing. That makes sense in our brains. Bench. CH. CH. So CH is a digraph when they work together. And when it comes at the end of a word, we'll call it the ending digraph. So we have CH says CH at the end of the word bench. All right, I have almost finished coloring my bench, and it's not my bench. Nope, doesn't work, but it's my bench, and so I'm going to think you're almost finished coloring your bench, so I will give you a few more seconds, and then finished or not, I need you to put down your brown crayon. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now, looking at this whole picture and the scene, we are somewhere. It's not the zoo. It's not a school. Where do you think this picture is? There's some waves in the background. There's some sand in the bucket and on the ground. Where do you think this is? Yes, it's the beach. Ch-ch-ch. Beach has our ending digraph sound. So let's find some kind of a blue crayon and let's color the water in the background. I'm going to start by coloring my waves and then I'm just going to fill in the water and make it blue. That's up here at the top of our page. And this is this picture of a beach. This is the beach. The dog that you see there is at the beach. I have the same ending digraph as in bench. I would never say, oh, look, they're at the beak. It does not work. It doesn't make sense when we hear it. That's not what we're used to hearing. We're used to hearing beach, ch, ch, beach, ch, just like when we say bench. Ch, ch. So this picture is of a beach, ch, ch, and it has the CH ending digraph that says ch, 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 just like bench. So I colored my water and I colored my waves. And I'm almost finished. I just went across the top of my page. I left my name alone. I did not color over my name. And I didn't color over the words listen and learn. So I'm finished coloring the water at my beach. So I'll give you about 5 more seconds to finish coloring the water at your beach. Take 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, if you look at this beach, it looks like someone brought a picnic and they're going to have some lunch. Do you see the lunch box? Me too. Let's color that lunch box red. Find some kind of a red crayon and color the lunch box red. So let's color that lunch box red. Lunch has the same ending digraph as beach ch, ch, and bench. Ch, ch. So we would say, hey, I'm hungry. I need to eat some lunch. Ch, ch. I would never say, hey, I'm hungry. Could you please fix me some lunch? Lunch. No, that doesn't sound right. We need those. That we need that ending digraph. We need the C and the H to work together to make our new sound ch ch ch, so that when we say the word lunch ch, it sounds correct in our brain and to our ears it sounds right. Lunch ch ch, bench ch ch, beach. So there is some lunch at the beach ch ch. All right, and our lunch ch box is going to be red. I'm almost finished coloring my lunch box. I hope you're almost finished too. All right. Take about 5 more seconds to finish coloring that lunch box. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you're done. Put your red crayon down. Thank you. Now, there is something in that lunch when you look at the picture that also ends with the same CH digraph at the end. Do you see it? It's not the juice, it's the sandwich. It's the sandwich. Yes, let's color the bread on the sandwich brown. Go ahead, find your brown crayon and color the bread brown. That's our sandwich. Yes, I like to have sandwiches. I love a good sandwich. Really and truly, I do. I mean, if you give me a turkey sandwich with some cheese, I'm a happy, happy girl. So sandwich, when I say, you know what I really want for lunch today is a sandwich, that sounds right. That sounds correct. But I never say, you know what I would really like today? I would like to have a sandwich. A sandwich. No. Mm-mm. No siree, Bob. That just sounds weird, don't you think? So we need that C and the H to work together so it will say ch ch ch. Now this sandwich, I colored the bread brown. I'm going to put down my brown crayon and I'm going to get my purple crayon and I'm going to color the inside of that sandwich purple for some jelly. That's right. A jelly sandwich. Maybe some peanut butter's on there too, but maybe not. Maybe I'm just going to have a jelly sandwich. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. All right, so I have some purple jelly sticking out on my sandwich. Ch-ch-ch. There's that digraph. There's that CH digraph. It says ch-ch-ch like a chugga-chugga-choo-choo. But it's at the end of the word in sandwich. Ch-ch-ch. And bench. Ch-ch-ch. and beach and lunch. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Okay, boys and girls, put down any crayon that you're holding in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The last thing I want us to look at in our picture is the dog. He is trying to get that ball. He is going to catch the ball. Yes, he is going to catch the ball. Do you hear the ch in catch? Yep, let's color the ball. Let's color the ball. Oh, let's color the ball yellow. See the ball? It's over there. The dog is trying to catch the ball. Catch the ball. Catch also ends with our ending digraph of CH. Okay, we're just coloring the ball, and we're just coloring it yellow, and we're using it for the catch, the word catch. When you're finished coloring that yellow ball, it shouldn't take you very long. Find your pencil. We're going to work a little bit at the bottom of our paper with our pencil. Find number one at the bottom of your page. You're going to see our digraph. There it is. C-H says ch-ch-ch. Go ahead and trace that C and that H for me. And scoot across. Trace the C and the H again for me. C-H says ch. Scoot across. It's blank. That's because I want you to write your own CH. Go ahead and write your own CH says ch, ch, ch. Scoot across. Write your own CH again. CH. CH says ch, ch, ch. Scoot across one last time. Do it again for me. Extra practice. CH says ch. All right, look at number two. We have some words across the page on number two. I'm going to read them to you. The first word says coach. It has our digraph. What's our digraph today? C-H, circle C-H in the word coach. Circle it together. Keep them in the same circle. They're working together to say ch-ch-ch. Move to the middle word. That says pinch. Pinch. That has our digraph too. What's our digraph? C-H. Circle them together in the same circle. They work together. And our last word says branch. 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 It has our ending digraph. C-H. Circle the digraph. Branch. Now let's look at number three. There is a row of pictures. I am going to name the picture. You circle it if you hear the ending CH sound. If you hear ch, ch, ch at the end of the word. Ready? The first picture is couch. Couch. Ch, ch. Yes, that has our digraph. Circle it. The next picture is showing you an inchworm or an inch on the ruler. Inch. Ch, ch. Inch. Yes, that has our CH digraph at the end. Inch. Ch, ch. Our next picture has a brush. Brush. Nope, that doesn't have it. Leave it alone. Our next picture shows bath. Bath. Or bathtub. Nope, that doesn't have it. How about our next picture? Duck. Duck. Nope. And our last picture is a ranch. Ranch. Yes, that has it. Circle the ranch. Ch, ch. And number four, I'm going to read it to you. And we're going to add our digraph at the end. It says, it's a tree bran. We need to add CH on top of that black line. Go ahead and write CH because it's missing. We want it to say, it's a tree branch. It's a tree branch. And then it shows you a picture of a tree branch and some punch. Which one should we circle to match our sentence? Yes, we need to circle the branch. It's a tree branch. And that, my friends, is the end of our ending CH digraph activity. CH at the end of a word says ch. It can also say that sound at the beginning of a word or the middle of a word. But today, we practiced it when we heard it at the end. And we have done the whole activity, which means you rock, I roll, and together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.